thank you very much, band, for leading us in that song. My name's Patrick. It's Patrick Murphy. And I'd love to pretend I was a sportsman and that I was really interested in sports, but I've really gone off it since yesterday, because not every time when you count on people can you see them win the victory that you expect. Yesterday, Ireland was supposed to beat England at rugby. It was supposed to happen, and it didn't. It was a terrible day because I was relying on people. But thankfully today I've been asked to tell you a few things about this story, to try and explain this story about Moses. And thankfully, we don't need to rely on people in this story. We see that we can rely on God instead. And as Chris told us, God makes a promise and he always keeps his promise, doesn't he? So I want to say thank you to the ladies who acted out so well that story. It was an exciting story, wasn't it? It was a brilliant story. It was a story that was gripping. But do you know what? Why did we bother to learn about a story as old as that? Can you think, boys and girls, that was when pharaohs were around? Well, there's no pharaohs nowadays, is there? That was in the days when princesses went to wash in a river. Well, there's none of that nowadays, is there? So why should we learn about a story that was like thousands of years old? Well, let me tell you, it's in God's book. It's in God's special book. And God saves these stories up so he can tell you and me about himself. And he can tell you and me about ourselves. So that's why we need to look at this story today. That's why a story that seems to be about a boy in a basket, that seems to be all about a princess going down to the river to do something nice, well, it's not really about that. It's about you and me and about God. So we're going to learn about three people today. We're going to try to learn a little bit about Moses. And then we're going to think, is that a bit like us? We're going to learn maybe a little bit about Moses' mum and think, is that like our mums today? And then we're going to think a little bit about God and his rescuer. So let me explain the story to you. And I want you to think of it a little bit like when you get a DVD or you watch a movie. You get these adverts at the beginning or these trailers at the beginning. You see, in God's big story, he's got one big message. And then there's lots of smaller stories or trailers or adverts that make sure we want to see, we want to go to, we want to take hold of the big story that's there. So when we think about this story, about Moses and about the princess and about Moses' mum and about God's rescue then, we're going to think, what's it like about God's big story? So Moses, boys and girls, I wonder if any of you are listening. And by the way, boys and girls, I'm one adult in here. It's a very good idea to listen, because we're going to have a quiz afterwards. And I think that the boys and girls are going to know more about this story than one of the grown-ups who should know everything about it. But we'll see afterwards, won't we? So listen carefully and see if you can remember. Now, Moses, at the beginning of our story, what was going to happen to Moses? Can anybody remember? Maybe shout out. What do you think, Cole? He was going to what? He was going to die, wasn't he? Yeah. You see, Moses in this story is a slave. He's a Hebrew boy and he's a slave because Pharaoh's in charge. So Moses is a slave and he's under judgment. Moses is going to die. It's true. Moses also is helpless, isn't he? He can't help himself. He's in a terrible, terrible predicament. But Moses has got a mum, hasn't he? That must be great news. Because mums help us and save us and look after us, don't they? And that's what mums do. That's why we're so grateful to mums on Mothering Day. They look after us. They love us. They care for us. And Moses' mum did that for him as well. Do you know, in another part of the Bible, it tells us that for 3 months, 3 whole months, Moses' mum hid him from Pharaoh and his soldiers. Can you imagine hiding a baby for 3 months? Boys and girls, how many pooey nappies do you have in 3 months? Where do you hide all the nappies? And mums and dads, you know about babies, don't you? Can you keep them quiet for 3 minutes? No, but for 3 months, that would be amazing. So Moses' mum worked hard and tried her best. And she loved Moses. But in the end, she realized that she couldn't save him, did she? She couldn't do. So she let him go into the river in this basket. But did you notice in the story what she did beforehand? Moses' mum said a prayer, didn't she? She said a prayer to God. And I wonder what that prayer was. It was a prayer that he'd be quiet, yes, but I'll bet you it was a prayer that some sort of miracle would happen, that some sort of rescue would happen. And she let him into the basket and she couldn't watch. The mum couldn't watch. But God was watching, wasn't he? God's been watching all the way through this story because God had a plan. God sent someone down to the river to be a rescuer. It wasn't the type of rescuer the mummy wanted, was it? It wasn't what she expected. But it was the best rescuer that this baby could ever have. You see, the princess came down from the palace down to the river. And she rescued and had mercy on that little baby. You see, it's a story, isn't it, where Moses gets a new life. Moses was dead, under judgment, and a slave. And now at the end of the story, because God sent a rescuer, Moses is alive. He's free. He's not under judgment anymore. And he's been adopted, not into a slave family, but into a royal family. You see, boys and girls, those are the things I want you to remember in this story. I want you to remember this because this is God's big story and it's an advert for the big story that's coming later on in the Bible. And it's all about Moses, yes, but it's about each and every one of you. It's about me. It's about all the older people in the audience today. It's about the mums and dads, the grandmas and the granddads. It's about everybody in this church. Because we're all a bit like Moses. We're all slaves. Yeah, you see, there are slaves nowadays. We're all slaves, listen, boys and girls, to sins. You see, we're slaves to them because we always do sins. We can't stop doing sins. Try it today. For Mother's Day, try to just be good all day without doing any sins and doing everything, absolutely everything that your mummy wants you to do. Try doing that. And you might just about get close to doing that, but you'll never really will you do everything that God would love you to do. So we're all sinning. We're slaves to sins. And that means that we're under a judgment. Moses, remember, was helpless, wasn't he? And Moses was going to die. And that's bad news for Moses. But the Bible says it's the same news for us. We're all under sin. We're all slaves to sin. And we're all going to die because of that sin. We're helpless. But in our story, remember, a rescuer came down to rescue Moses. A rescuer gave Moses new life. A rescuer adopted Moses into a royal family. And that's the great news that I want you all to remember today. You see, God has done another great rescue. And that's what I want you to remember. God has sent someone down, not from an Egyptian palace, from a palace that's far greater than that. God has sent down not a princess, but a king. God has sent King Jesus down from heaven all the way to earth to free us from sin, to take us out of slavery to sins. He did that when he paid our price, dying on a cross in our place for us. But he did even more because, you see, we were slaves to sin, weren't we? But when we trust Jesus, we can be adopted into a royal family. And it's not like an Egyptian royal family. It's God's royal family, God's eternal forever family. We can be part of that because of what Jesus has done. It's a great rescue. And all we need to do, just like Moses, is be there helpless in a basket and cry out. Moses cried and the princess heard. We need to cry out to Jesus and he will hear us and he will rescue us and we will be safe and we will go for an eternity to live in a royal family forever. Now that's the great news that I wanted to tell you about this story. But I've got two things I want to just challenge you with. Two challenges. One today for mums, because it is Mother's Day. And I was tempted to just do a lot of lovey-dovey mothery things to tell you how great you all are. And you do fantastic jobs, Mum. But sometimes we have to look at the job we're doing and say, are we doing the job God wants us to do? So if we think about Moses' mum and we say, what did she do? She tried her best, didn't she? She tried her best to save Moses. She kept him for 3 months with all his dirty nappies and all his crying. But you know, she couldn't save Moses. And mums, I want to say to you today, you can't save your children. But you can do something to help. And that's the best job you can do as a mum. So Moses' mum gave Moses up in a prayer, putting him in the basket, to God's mercy, to God's plan. Isn't that the sort of thing we should be doing for our children? You see, my boy and my girl are here today, my princess and my prince, but they'll never be real princesses and princes, not if I'm the only one who saves them. But I pray, like Moses' mum prayed, I pray with my kids. And sometimes I make a mistake. It might be the same mistake you make. Sometimes I pray for them to have a nice life. I pray for them to have a comfortable life. I pray for them to have nice things. And these are all okay things to pray for. But the most important thing to pray for, like Moses' mum did, is to pray for a rescue, to pray for a saviour for each of our kids. So that's what I want you to try to pray more about, to try to follow the pattern of Moses' mother. Let's pray with our kids for a rescue. And then the other thing, I'll bet you during the 3 months that she was looking after him, and during all the time when God gave her back her baby, she was teaching him about the God in heaven who rescues. She was teaching him about the God in heaven who sends a saviour. So all the time, pray with your kids and teach them about the rescue plan of God. So that's challenge number one to mothers. Add something else to your prayers. Add something that's really going to work to your prayers. And then challenge number two is to everybody who's here. You see, I've just outlined for you God's big plan for you. God's big rescue plan for everybody in this church. What are you going to do about it? You see, have you cried out to God's rescuer? You might have done, yes. You might say, yes, I have. Well, I want to say, what are you going to do about that? Because Moses' life was as a slave and it turned into being a prince in Egypt. We were slaves before we accepted Jesus. And now we're children of God. We need to act differently. We need to be different people. We do that out of gratitude to God, saying thanks to God. Is your life any different as a Christian? Maybe when you go through for coffee, maybe encourage other people, telling them what your life has changed or how your life has changed since you've become a Christian, how you've changed. Encourage each other. And maybe if it's not changed, let's be determined that we'll try to make a change. And then the second challenge, maybe if you've not accepted a rescuer. I mean, there may be people in here today who don't know or didn't know about this super saviour, this Jesus who will save them from their terrible, terrible plight. Well, if you've not accepted Jesus, do you know, you could accept him now, today. We can pray to Jesus and ask him to be our saviour. And that's the beginning of a life as a child of God. You could do that today. Or you might think,
Oh, it sounds really good. It sounds exciting. It sounds like something I should do, but I just need to know more. Well, don't leave today without finding out more or asking how you can find out more. Maybe make a determined commitment to come every week so that you can learn about this great news. Because this great news is something we try to explain every week in lots of different ways. So maybe do something like that, but please don't leave without thinking about it. So boys and girls, I hope you've been listening and I hope you've remembered, because your quiz is coming up soon. So Moses was helpless and he was a slave under Pharaoh in Egypt. He was helpless and he was going to die. And we, boys and girls, are slaves. We're slaves under sin. Not under Pharaoh, but under sin. And we're going to die as well. But God sent a super saviour. He sent a rescuer to Moses. It was a princess. And she adopted him into her royal family. But he sends us an even better, even greater saviour. God sends Jesus to us to be our super saviour. And all we need to do is cry out to our saviour and he'll rescue us forever. I hope, boys and girls, you can remember that. I hope, mums and dads, you've learnt something new or been reminded of something fantastic today. Let's praise God for that. And let's remember that as we encourage each other when we go through for refreshments later on. I'm going to close just with a little prayer, mainly for our boys and girls today, and then we're going to move on with our service. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your book, the Bible. Thank you that it teaches us about you, about ourselves, and most importantly, about your plan to save people like us. Thank you that you did send the best rescuer ever to save us. Thank you that there is no other rescuer. And thank you that we can be adopted into your family as children of God. Thank you for Jesus, our Saviour. Help us to love him and to accept him. Amen.